Well, it's good to be back with you again.
能够再次回来,
it's such a great privilege for me to be here.
我在这儿真是非常荣幸。
Now we've looked at the trustworthiness of the scriptures.
我们已经看了神的话语的可靠性。
Now we're going to look at the purpose of the Bible.
我们现在要看看圣经的目的是什么。
Why was it written?
为什么神要写下圣经?
And this is extremely important.
这是极端重要的事。
You need to know the purpose of a thing.
你要知道一件事情的目的。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
If someone looks at the Bible as a book of morality,
如果有人认为圣经是一本教导伦理道德的书,
or a book of ethics,
或是教导伦理的书,
then they will look at it as just a lot of rules and principles that we ought to obey.
他就会认为圣经是有许多的教规、教条、教义，我们需要遵循的一些规则而已。
Now the Bible has rules.
是，的确圣经有些规则。
It has commands.
是有一些吩咐。
And we should obey them.
我们的确应当遵行。
But all those commands and all those rules are pointing us to something else.
但是这些教规、教条、教义的目的是在指向另外一件事。
They're showing us who God is.
在指向神是谁,
He's righteous.
他是公义的,
They're showing us who we are.
也显明我们是什么样的人,
we are not righteous.
我们不公义,
and they're showing us what God has done.
也显明了神为我们所做的是什么,
to make us right with Him.
好叫我们与他和好,
and that is Jesus Christ.
就是借着耶稣基督。
And so the Bible points us to whom?
所以圣经指向谁啊?
It points us to Christ.
把我们带到基督面前。
So the first purpose of the Bible that we're going to study,
所以我们要研讨的圣经的第一个目的,
is that the Bible reveals Jesus Christ and the salvation that comes through Him.
圣经显明启示了耶稣基督和他所带来的救恩。
Now let's turn to the book of John.
我们看看约翰。
Chapter 5.
第五章。
Now, before we read,
我们没有读之前,
I just want to read an introduction that I've written here.
我先要读一段我的介绍。
Jesus is the most important person in history.
主耶稣是人类历史当中最重要的人物。
Now, that's not an exaggeration.
这不是夸张的话,
that's an understatement.
这个话是还没有说到位。
If we were to ask ourselves,
如果我们扪心自问，问我们自己,
who's the central person?
谁是核心?
Of everything.
一切事物的中心焦点。
Well, I could ask you and get your opinion.
我可以问你啊。
You could ask me and get my opinion.
你也可以问我看看我的意见如何。
But the wisest thing we could do,
但是我们可以做的最智慧的事,
is ask God.
就是问神了。God
in your mind,
神啊在你眼中,
in your opinion,
在你的想法中,
what is this all about?
你的意见如何?
I mean, what's the important thing?
什么是最重要的神啊?
He's going to tell you two words.
他会告诉你两个字。
My son.
我的儿子, 我儿。
Now I think the wisest thing to do is have the same opinion that God has.
我想最智慧的就是跟神同心, 跟他意见一致。
Now why is that important?
为什么重要呢?
Well, because you can look at the Bible wrongly.
因为你可以从错误的角度眼光来看圣经。
Even though you believe it.
尽管你相信圣经。
You can also miss the point.
你也可能看错掉。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你例子。
Let me blindfold you.
让我把眼睛给蒙起来。
And then take you to the Los Angeles Zoo.
然后把你带到洛杉矶的动物园。
And then I'm going to lead you up to a rhino.
然后把你带到一个犀牛面前。
And I'm going to put your nose right on that rhino's belly.
然后把你的鼻子呢放在那个犀牛的肚皮上。
And then I'm going to take away the blindfold.
然后把你的蒙的怕子拿掉。
And I'm going to say, what are you looking at?
我说你在看什么?
I don't know.
我不知道。
Some big gray leather thing.
很大的一张皮。
You won't know it's a rhino.
你不知道这是一只大犀牛。
Until he runs away.
直到他跑掉。
and you get a better look at him.
你才能够看得更清楚。
The whole picture.
这整个图画。
Right before he turns around and runs you over.
在他回过头来把你践踏之前。
See, you're so close to the rhino.
你看你跟犀牛那么近。
But you're missing the big picture.
但是你没有看到那个整幅大图画。
And there are people who will really study this book.
哎，有人会好好的研读圣经。
But for them, it's all about rules.
那对他们来说都是规矩，条条框框，教规教义。
It's not about a person.
而不是有关基督。
And that's the mistake that the Pharisees made.
这就是当时的法利赛人所犯的错误。
In John chapter 5,
在约翰福音第五章
verse 39,
第三十九节。
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have life.
你们考察圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
Now Jesus is suggesting that in the scriptures you don't have life.
耶稣在提议啊，他说在圣经里头你们没有永生啊。
Now think about that.
想想。
Because there are other passages of scripture that talk about the scriptures as life-giving.
因为其他一些经文讲到这个圣经是能够赐生命的。
So why is Jesus saying you're wrong to think that you have life in the scriptures?
所以为什么耶稣会说，哎，你们以为内中有永生是错的？
Well, here's the problem.
好，问题在于，
if you're going to just deal with the scriptures without Jesus,
如果你仅仅没有基督，你要研究圣经却把基督置之度外的话，
then this is what the scriptures tell you.
那么圣经会告诉你，
do these things and live.
照着去行，你就可以活着。
If you want to live,
如果你要活，
through the scriptures,
要借着圣经活下去，
then you must obey them perfectly.
那么你必须百分之百完全遵行，万无一失。
So the scriptures can give life.
所以当然圣经可以赐永生。
The law is holy and good.
因为律法是圣洁的，是公义的，是善良的。
But the law is not the problem.
但问题不在乎律法本身。
You are.
你是问题。
I am.
我也是问题。
So these scriptures,
这些经文，
apart from Jesus,
如果没有基督，
they condemn you.
可以定你的罪。
Apart from Jesus, you don't have life in the scriptures.
你没有基督，你在圣经里找不到生命。
Because you've disobeyed them.
因为你触犯了律法。
So let's go back.
我们再看。
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.
你们考察圣经，因为你们以为内中有永生。
It is these that testify about me.
给我做见证的就是这经。
You say, well, what in the Old Testament testifies about him?
你说的旧约圣经上哪里给耶稣做见证了呢？
You think, well,
你说，嗯，
there's not a lot.
没有很多经文呢。
But there are some things.
你说有一些经文呢是。
Isaiah 53.
譬如以赛亚书五十三章。
Psalms 22.
诗篇二十二篇。
Genesis 3:15.
创世纪三章十五节。
Oh, my dear friend.
我亲爱的朋友啊。
You're right.
你说的没错啊。
And you're wrong.
你也错。
It all testifies of him.
圣经都是在为基督做见证。
All of it.
所有的经文。
Every bit of it points to him.
点点滴滴都指向基督。
When the law says, "Do not bear false witness against your neighbor,"
当律法说不要做假见证，
it's pointing you to Jesus.
也在把你带到基督面前。
Because you have bore false witness against your neighbor.
因为你的确做了假见证，在说谎话。
When the book of Proverbs tells you not to be a fool.
当箴言告诉你不要做愚昧人。
It's pointing you to Jesus.
也把你带到基督面前。
Because you and I have been fools.
因为你我都曾经做过愚昧人。
And Jesus is wisdom.
而基督是智慧。
Personified.
他是智慧的化
身。As a matter of fact, all wisdom is found in him.
其实一切的智慧都在基督里。
This whole book talks about Jesus.
整本书都在讲基督。
It really does.
真的。
Now, he goes on.
好，继续。
Verse 40.
四十节。
And you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life.
然而你们不肯到我这里来得生命。
Now, when the Pharisees thought that they had life in the scriptures,
当法利赛人他们以为在圣经里头能够找到生命，找到永生。
They weren't necessarily exalting the scriptures.
他们不是在不一定是在高举圣经。
They were exalting themselves.
他们其实在高举自己。
They were saying, "We've kept these things."
他们说我们遵行了经上的话。
They had no need of Jesus.
所以他们没有必要投向基督，投靠基督。
You know, I have seen sincere Christians differ in many things.
你知道，我看到很多虔诚的基督徒在很多的次要的事上有不同的意见啊。
And I've seen sincere Christians that doubt many things.
我也看到很多真诚的基督徒也怀疑很多事情。
I've seen sincere Christians doubt their salvation at times.
有时候一些虔诚基督徒怀疑自己得救没。
I've even seen them doubt important things about God.
我甚至看到他们怀疑一些有关神的重要的教义。
But here's one thing I've never seen a sincere Christian doubt.
但是有一件事情，一个真诚基督徒，我从来没有看见他怀疑过。
They never doubt that they have absolutely no hope except in Jesus.
他们从来不会怀疑，除了基督以外，他们有别的指望，别的出路的。
They are utterly convinced.
他们绝对的深信。
That without the redeeming work of Christ, they have no hope.
没有基督的救赎，他们是绝对没有盼望的。
They are utterly convinced that they cannot save themselves.
他们绝对肯定他们不能够自救。
Isn't that amazing?
是不是叫人惊讶？
You know, if you walked up to me and said this,
你知道，你到我面前来，如果你说
，Brother Paul, you're such a good Christian.
哦，保罗啊，保罗兄，你真是个好基督徒哎。
You do so many good things.
哦，你做了很多善行哎。
If anybody's going to heaven, you are.
如果任何人有机会上天堂，你是第一个进去的。
You know what my response would be?
知道我对你的回应是什么吗
？I would get so sick to my stomach, I think I would throw up.
我会肚子里头咕噜咕噜咕噜，我的呕吐吐出来，反感到这个地步。
That's sickening to me.
这对我来说简直就是叫人呕吐。
It's nauseating.
叫人。
You just want to run away from words like that.
你要人家说这样的话，你要赶快跑掉。
You want to scream out, "Stop it!"
你要大声呼喊。
This is blasphemy.
住口！这是亵渎。
I'm going to heaven for one reason.
我能进天堂只有一个理由，一个原因。
Jesus Christ died for sinners.
因为耶稣基督为罪人死。
You see that?
看到吗？
And that's what we see here in this scripture.
这就是我们看到在经圣经里的。
The scriptures are revealing to us Jesus.
圣经在启示基督。
Now I want you to go to John chapter 20.
我要你看看约翰福音第二十章。
Verse 30, John chapter 20, verse
30. 二十章三十节。
I love this text.
哦，我喜欢这段经文了。
John writes.
约翰写道。
Therefore, many other signs Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。
Isn't that amazing?
这叫人惊讶啊！
There's all these things that he did that we don't even know about.
耶稣行了许多神迹，我们从来没有听说过的，没有记下来。
Verse 31.
三十一节。
But these have been written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
但记这些事是叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
You know what this teaches me?
你知道这教我们什么呢？
That the Bible was not written as a biography of Jesus.
圣经写下来不是一本有关耶稣的传记而已。
Because it left a lot of things out.
因为他很多事都没有记下来。
From the time of the visit of the wise men till he was 12 years old, we hear nothing.
从那三个博士来看访他，一直到他十二岁，都圣经什么都没记载。
From the time he was in the temple at 12 until his earthly ministry began at about 30.
从他十二岁到耶路撒冷的圣殿，一直到他开始服侍就三十岁的时候，这段时间。
We hear nothing.
我们什么都没有看到。
Then what's going on?
那到底是什么事儿？怎么回事儿？
The Bible is written.
圣经写下来的目的。
As a book of redemption.
是一本救赎的书。
And the things that are included in the Gospels,
在福音书里头所包括的、所记下来的这些事物、事迹
are not to just inform us about Jesus.
不仅仅是告诉我们一些有关耶稣的事迹历史而已。
But to show us he's the Redeemer.
乃是显明他是救赎主。
And to move us toward him.
而且感动我们，使我们趋向他，归向他。
There are a lot of people who admire this book as a piece of literature.
你知道，很多人喜欢这本书，认为这是伟大的文学，文学作品。
It does them no good.
那对他们毫无益处。
There are people who admire this book as the highest of all ethics.
也有人认为，哇，圣经啊是最高尚的道德标准。
Does them no good.
也对他们毫无益处。
And then there are those who admire this book.
还有些人很欣赏这本书。
Because this book points them to Jesus.
因为这本书把他们带到基督面前。
Let me tell you a funny story.
让我告诉你很好笑的故事啊。
One time I was in Romania.
有一次我在罗马尼亚。
And I've been teaching at a conference.
我在一个大会上教导。
And after the preaching was over, people were getting up and giving testimonies.
我们讲完道之后呢，很多人站起来然后做见证。
Now I was there with a friend of mine by the name of Charles Leiter.
我跟一个朋友也来过这 ，Charles Leiter 也跟他一块。
He was sitting. Maybe he was outside, or he was sitting in the back.
他可能坐在后排还是在外头啊。
But this girl got up.
有一个小女孩站起来。
And she said, "I just want to say this."
她说我要说的是。
I praise God for the day I met Paul Washer.
我为着我有一天有机会遇到保罗弟兄而感恩呢。
And I was sitting there like this.
我在那，我头都抬不起来。
Saying, "Oh Lord."
我说哎呦主啊。
And then she said this.
然后她又说了。
Yes, I praise God for the day I met Paul Washer.
是的，我为着我能够遇到保罗弟兄而感谢主。
Because through him I met Charles Leiter.
因为借着他，我遇到了那个 Leiter 弟兄。
And he's helped me grow in the Lord so much.
哦，这个 Leiter 弟兄帮助我在主里头这大大的成长。
And I thought, okay, that's better.
稍微好一点，我说。
Well.You know I've already taught you about how important the Bible is.
你知道我已经跟教导了圣经是何等重要。
But in a way we can say the same thing.
那从一个角度我们可以说同样的话。
I praise God for the day I opened the Bible.
我为着有一天那一天我打开圣经而感恩。
Because in that Bible I met Jesus Christ.
因为借着圣经我遇见了耶稣基督。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
This Bible is the inerrant word of God.
圣经是神无误的话。
God's exalted it with His name.
神的名在其中得到高举荣耀。
Why is this book so valuable?
为什么这本书这么有价值？
Because it points us to the one of infinite value.
因为它把我们指向那一位无价之宝的
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
That believing you may have life in His name.
并且叫你信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
You do not have life in the Bible's name.
你不是因着圣经的名得生命。
You do not have life in the law's name.
你不是因着律法的名得生命。
You have life in Jesus.
你乃是因着耶稣基督的名得生命。
And the word and the law points us to him.
而律法和先知神的话语指向基督的名。
Now let's look at 2 Timothy.
我们再看看提摩太后书。
Chapter 3.
第三章。
And verse 15.
第十五节。
Paul is writing to Timothy.
保罗写信给提摩太。
He's talking about Timothy's childhood.
他提到他的幼年。
And he says, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Now, first of all, I want you to look at something.
好，首先我要你看一件事。
From childhood.
从小啊，从小。
I want you to think about this.
我要你思考一下。
Most children are never taught the scriptures.
大多数的孩子从小没有圣经的教导。
Their fathers do not teach them the scriptures at home.
他的爸爸从小没有在家中教他圣经。
They go to Sunday school.
他们也许上主日学。
And and they're treated as though they don't have a brain.
族日学的老师教他们好像他们没脑袋瓜一样。
They paint pictures of Noah's Ark.
他们在族日学里头画挪亚方舟。
And they learn stories about all the little animals that go up into the ark.
他们学这些这些动物啊，怎么进到挪亚方舟里头啊？学这些。
That's wrong.
那是错误的。
We don't teach children about Noah's Ark.
我们没必要教小孩子挪亚方舟。
So that they can paint pictures of all the little animals.
好叫他们画那些动物啊，涂色。挪亚方舟那些动物进去。
We use the story of Noah.
我们用挪亚的故事。
To teach them that God is righteous.
教导他们，哎，神是公义的。
That men are sinners.
人是有罪的。
And the judgment was coming.
审判就要来到了。
And only those who went into the ark were saved.
只有那些进到方舟里的人才能得救。
And in the same way.
同样的道理。
Only those who go into the ark that is Jesus Christ.
唯有那些进到耶稣基督里的他的方舟里的人才能得救。
And so they hear nothing of the gospel.
所以这小孩听不到任何福音。
Except, would you like to have Jesus into your heart?
除了你愿意接待耶稣基督进到你的心中吗？
From the very beginning,
从小开始
I preached the gospel to my children when they were still in their mother's womb.
当我的孩子还在妈妈肚腹里，我就跟他们传福音了。一开始就传。
The first words I sought to speak to my children when they were born.
当我的孩子一出生的时候，我想要跟他们传达的话语就是
Jesus Christ died for sinners.
耶稣基督为罪人死。
When my oldest boy was 9 years old.
当我的大儿子九岁的时候
We were discussing the doctrine of propitiation.
我们就在讲挽回祭的道理。
And he broke down weeping.
他破碎了。在神面前哭了
and went to his room to cry out to God.
那进到他房间里头向神哭泣。
Children,
小孩
should be taught the scriptures.
应该教小孩圣经。
You say, well, children can't understand the scriptures.
小孩怎么懂圣经？他不能懂啊。
A 65-year-old scholar cannot understand the scriptures.
一个65岁的大学者也不能明白圣经。
Apart from the Spirit of God,
除非圣灵光照他。
And a 6-year-old child can understand the scripture.
六岁小孩可以明白圣经。
By the Spirit of God.
只要圣灵光照。
A sower went forth to sow.
一个撒种的出去撒种。
Scattering seed.
到处撒种。
But true seed.
但是真正的活的种子。
Gospel seed.
福音的种子。
The Word of God.
神的道。
We need to teach children the scriptures.
我们要教导小孩圣经。
But not as a rule book of morality.
这不是一本有关道德规范的书。
I teach my children the book of Proverbs probably 4 to 5 times a week.
我一个礼拜他4-5次教导我孩子箴言。
Line by line.
我一条一条的教。
But every discussion in Proverbs.
但是我在箴言里头的每一次的讨论。
Is centered in the person of Christ.
都是围绕着耶稣基督。
If I'm teaching them the book of Romans,
如果教导他们罗马书的话，
it's all about the person of Christ.
也是有关耶稣基督。
Children, you need Christ.
哎，孩子们，你需要基督。
Christ should be the center of your life.
基督应该成为你生命的核心焦点。
Christ is the only Savior.
基督是独一的救主。
Your dad loves and serves Christ.
你的父亲爱基督，服侍基督。
Daddy, why are you getting on that plane and going to the Middle East?
爸爸，为什么你要上飞机到中东去啊？
It's dangerous there, Daddy.
那里很危险哎，爸爸。
I do it for him, son.
儿子，我是为基督而做。
What if you die?
你死怎么办？
I'll die for him, son.
儿子，我为基督而死。
And if I die,
如果我死。
Remember these last words.
记得我最后的遗言。
Believe in Christ.
你要信靠基督。
Live for Christ.
为基督而活。
You see that?
看到吗？
We kill our children.
把孩子都杀掉。
They should know these things.
他们应该知道。
From childhood, you have known the sacred scriptures.
从小你就明白圣经。
And they're able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation.
这圣经。 能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
Through faith which is in Christ Jesus.
因信耶稣基督有得救的智慧。
Now here's the important thing I want you to see.
哎，重点在这儿，我要你看见。
He's talking about the Old Testament.
他讲的是旧约圣经啊。
He's saying an Old Testament. He's saying a child can be taught the Old Testament.
他说一个小孩可以明白旧约圣经。
And in the Old Testament,
在旧约里
the child can learn about Christ.
小孩可以认识基督。
Enough to believe in Him and be saved.
能够得到有关基督的足够的知识来得救。
How much more the revelation of the New Testament?
何况是新约的启示呢？
How much more?
何况更加
teaching them the Bible.
新约启示，你看没有教导圣经？
Everything in the Bible has to do with Christ.
圣经的一切道理点点滴滴都是有关基督。
But we often twist it so bad.
但往往我们扭曲的好厉害。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
Hey, do you remember the story of Moses?
你记得摩西的故事吗？
The people of Israel are in a battle against their enemies.
以色列人跟他们的敌仇敌
挡。And when Moses would raise his hands,
摩西会在山上举手。
What would happen?
发生什么事？
The people of God would win.
神的百姓就得胜了。
But he was getting tired.
但他就很累了。
And when he lowered his hands,
当他手垂下来的时候，
the people of God would be beaten.
神的百姓就失败了。
Now, you know how most people preach that?
你知道大多数人怎么讲那段经文？
They say Moses represents the pastor.
他们说这个摩西呢代表牧师。
And in the same way that Moses got tired,
就像摩西会疲倦。
The pastor gets tired.
牧师也会疲倦。
And the same way that men had to stand and hold Moses' hands,
正如那旁边两个人要把摩西的手给扶起来。
Men should come and hold the hands of the pastor.
你们都应该来把牧师的手给举起来。
That's not what it means at all.
这不是圣经的教导。
Here's what it means.
其实它的意思乃是
Moses was a mediator.
摩西是一个宗保。
And when he mediated for God's people,
当他为神的百姓代求的时候，
they had victory.
他们就得胜。
But Moses was a man.
摩西不过是个凡人。
Just a man.
不过是个凡夫。
He was weak.
而且他很软弱。
And he could not carry through the task.
他不可能靠自己能够硬拼过去。
But we now have another mediator.
如今我们有另一位宗保。
His name is Jesus.
他名为基督。
God in the flesh.
神道成肉身。
He doesn't have to sit down on a rock to rest.
他没必要坐在石头上休息。
And no one has to hold up his hand.
没有人需要把他手举起来。
Because his shoulders don't get tired.
因为他的肩膀不会困倦。
With one word,
借着一句话，
he holds up the entire universe.
他就托住整个宇宙。
He never tires in mediating for his people.
他永远不会祷告的时候疲倦的。
See, there's Jesus in there. Do you see?
看到是基督，基督，耶稣基督。
It's about Christ.
一切都是关乎基督。
Samson,
还有参孙。
He pulls up the gates of a city.
他把一座城墙的门给
carries him up on a hill and throws him down.
把他带在肩膀上跑到山顶上，然后把他摔下来。
Christ rips up the gates of hell and death.
基督把阴府的门给拆下来
and destroys them on Calvary.
然后在十字架各个他山上把他拆毁了。
It's all about him.
一切都关乎基督。
Scripture is about him.
圣经是关乎基督。
Man,
看到没有？
So I get excited about reading scripture.
所以我读圣经好兴奋。
It's not because I just learned a new rule.
不是我又学会一个新条例、新规矩。
It's because I learned something new about Jesus.
乃是我学到一些有关基督的事儿。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
All right, now.
好，现在。
We've learned that the Bible leads us to Christ.
我们看到圣经把我们带到基督面前。
But now I want to show you that the Bible is the basis of our faith.
现在我让你看到圣经是我们信仰的根基。
Now let me read for you here.
好，我读给你听。
The importance of faith cannot be exaggerated.
信心的重要性不能够过分夸张它。
Ephesians 2:8.
以弗所书二章八节。
We're saved by faith.
你们得救是本乎恩的信。
Hebrews 11:6.
希伯来书七章第六节。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
But I got a question.
但我有问题。
What is faith?
信心是什么东西？
What is it?
何谓信心
Well, let's go to the Bible to find the definition.
好，我们回到圣经来找定义。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
信就是所望之事的实体，是未见之事的确据。
Now, let's think about this.
让我们思想一下。
Faith is the assurance of things hoped for.
信就是所望之事的实底。
And it is the conviction of things not seen.
是未见之事的确据。
Now let me read something to you.
好，让我读一些话给你听。
We have to ask ourselves two questions.
我们必须问自己两个问题。
How can we have assurance for what we're hoping for?
我们怎么可以有所望之事？怎么会有把握、有确据呢
？I mean, let's say that.
啊，我的意思说，我们比喻啊。
Let's say that I hope.
譬如
to fly.
我盼望我能飞。
I really want to fly.
我真是想飞。
And I really hope I can fly.
我真盼望我能够飞。
And I hope it so much.
我如此盼望能飞。
That I climb to the top of this church.
我就跑到这个教会的顶端。
And I jump off.
我就跳下来。
Is that faith?
这是信心。
I mean, I'm sure if I jump off, I'm going to fly.
你知道我很有确据，有把握，只要我跳下来，我就能飞。
What I'm hoping for.
那我所盼望什么？
Is that what that means?
是不是这个意思？
Or look what else it says.
看看。
How can we have the conviction of what we've never seen?
我们怎么可以对没有见到是未见之事，怎么会有确据，有把握呢？
I have the conviction.
我有把握，我有确据。
That my grandmother can fly.
我的奶奶能够飞。
Now I've never seen it.
我从来没见过她飞啊。
But I'm sure of it.
但是我有确据。
My grandmother can fly.
我的奶奶一定能飞。
But that's, I have the conviction.
我有那个确据，有那个把握。
That something is true.
这是真的。
That I've never seen.
尽管我没见过，未见之事。
And that's what the Bible says.
圣经不是这么说吗？
Is that faith?
这是不是信心呢？
Well, no, it's not.
不，这不是信心。
Why?
为什么？
And now you're going to learn a truth that's very important.
现在你要学一个非常重要的真理。
A truth that a lot of the TV preachers ought to learn.
很多电视上那些讲道人都需要学的基本功。
It's this.
就是。
We can have the assurance of what we hope for.
尽管我们可以有我们所望之事的确据实底，有把握。
We can have the conviction of what we that something exists that we've never seen.
尽管我们没有见过未见之事，尽管我们有那个确据，有那个把握，我们可能有。
Only because God has promised it in His Word.
唯独当神在他的话语中应许了，你才能有确据，有把握。
God does not promise me in His Word that if I jump off the steeple of this church, I will fly.
圣经没有应许，如果我从教会的顶上跳下来，我能够飞，没有这样的应许。
But God does promise me.
但是神的确应许了。
If I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果信靠耶稣基督
，I will not perish but have eternal life.
我就不至灭亡，反得永生。
He does promise me that nothing will separate me from the love of God.
他的确应许了，没有任何东西能够使我与基督的爱隔绝。
Do you understand?
明白吗？
Now we've seen a definition.
好，我们看到了信心的定义。
Let's look at, if not maybe the best example of faith in the entire Bible.
好，我们来看看，也许是整本圣经信心的最好的一个例子， the best illustration.
Best illustration.
最好的说明。
That's Romans chapter 4.
就罗马书第四章。
Now, before I read this verse, let me give you a little background.
我读这段经文之前呢，我先给你一些背景。
First of all,
首先
，God has promised Abraham a son.
神应许要赐给亚伯拉罕一个儿子。
Now, there's a problem.
有个问题。
Abraham is 100 years old.
亚伯拉罕已经100岁到头了。
Now that's a problem.
这是个大问题。
And Sarah is basically so old she's sterile.
她太太已经老到一个不能生儿子地步。
So Everything says this shouldn't happen.
所以一切的事物都指向这是不可能的。
Not only should it not happen,
不但不能发生，
it cannot happen,
而且不可能发生。
It's just impossible.
这简直是个绝不可能的事。
Okay, but now look at this for a minute. Look at Abraham.
看看亚伯拉罕这里。
In verse 18,
第十八节第四章。
In hope against hope, he believed.
他在无可指望的时候，因着信仍有指望。
So that he might become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken, so shall your descendants be.
就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说的，你的后裔将要如此。
Now he hoped when there was no reason to hope.
你看没有？当没有任何指望的时候，他仍然有指望。
Why?
为什么？
Because he believed according to what had been spoken.
因为他相信正如先前所说的神的应许，神的话。
Now verse 19.
再看十九节啊。
Without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
他将近百岁的时候，虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，撒来的生育已经断绝，他的信心还是不软弱。
So he surveyed the situation.
所以他已经观察了当时他的情况。
And he realized.
他明白了。
This is humanly impossible.
这在人来说是绝不可能的。
There's no physical evidence to say this should happen.
没有任何物质上的眼见的证据来证明这个可能发生。
But he continues to hope.
然而他继续的
指望。Because of what had been spoken.
因为神已经说了神的话。
It says in verse 20.
再看二十节。
Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
并且仰望神的应许，并没有因不信心里起疑惑。
Now look at this.
好，你看啊。
He did not waver in unbelief.
他没有心里起疑惑。
He kept believing it more and more.
他继续的越来越信。
Well, what if I do not waver in unbelief?
如果我不起疑惑。
I believe I can fly.
我相信我能飞。
I don't waver in that.
我绝不怀疑，绝不摇摆。
I believe it so much that I climb to the top of the church.
我深信只要我爬到教堂的顶上。
I put on a Superman cape.
我穿上一个超级超人的翅膀外衣。
And I jump off.
我就跳下来。
Like Peter Pan.
像彼得潘一样。I'm Larry Payne.
Yeah, like Larry Payne. But here's the difference.
不同在这儿。
In verse 20,
二十节,
he did not waver in faith.
他没有因着疑惑起怀疑。
Because of the promise of God.
因为神的应许。
See, his faith was real faith.
哎，他的信心是真信心。
Because he was believing what God had promised.
因为他相信神所应许的。
I am not believing what God had promised.
而我不是信神的话，神的应许。
I'm believing something God never promised.
而我相信一些神没有应许的。
And that's dangerous.
那是很危险的。
Now look at 21.
再看二十一节啊。
Being fully assured that what God had promised, he was also able to perform.
并满心相信神所应许的必能成就。
So what is faith?
什么是信心呢?
To be fully convinced.
是满心相信。
To be assured.
满有把握。
That what God had promised.
神所应许的话。
He is powerful to perform.
他有能力成全。
It's based on a promise.
是建立在神的应许的基础上。
What is written?
是写下经上的话。经上的话。
You know what requires the greatest faith from me?
对我来说，什么需要最大的信心呢？你知道吗？
I'm going to tell you.
我告诉你啊。
Preaching.
就是讲道。
It really does.
真的，讲道需要很大的信心。
I walk out in front of a group of people.
当我站在一群人面前
，who hate God.
这些恨神的人。
Not in this case.
不是现在啊，不是这个情况啊。
But oftentimes, yes.
往往是这样。
Like if I'm preaching on the streets.
譬如我在大街上讲道。
A few months ago, I was in Peru.
几个月以前，我在秘鲁讲道。
And I went into the middle of a park.
我跑到一个公园当中。
Where all these people were waiting on some kind of a, like a concert for rock and roll.
这些人都在等一个摇滚乐要开始，一个大音乐会开始。
And no one was there in the middle of the stage.
还没有人站在讲台上，那个舞台上。
So I thought, well, I'll entertain them for a while.
我先给他们娱乐娱乐，我想。
So I got up and started preaching.
所以我就站上去，我就开始讲道。
And people laughed.
这些人就开始讥诮。
Some people got mad.
有些人气死。
It was really good for my children.
对我儿女来说很好。
Because they could see their dad preaching when everyone's laughing at him.
所以他们可以看到他们的爸爸，当大家都在嘲笑的时候，还在讲道。
It takes faith.
我需要信心
to preach
讲道
when the people are just laughing at
当这些人都在讥诮你的时候我需要信心
of dead sinners
这一群死在罪中的罪人
who hate God
他们恨恶神
to believe that a miracle is going to happen
而相信神迹会发生
and he's going to raise somebody from the dead
他会把这些当中一些死人叫他们起死回生
someone's going to be converted
有些人会悔改得救
or even for a pastor
甚至对一个牧师来说
loves God
他爱神
and every Sunday he's pouring out his heart to the people
每个礼拜他倾心吐意向老百姓传讲神的道
and most don't even seem to listen
大多数的这些听众好像不再听一样
by faith
但是凭着信心
God has promised to bless the preaching of his word
神应许了要祝福传讲他的道
so he goes up there by faith every Sunday
所以他站在讲台上每个礼拜凭着信心站上去
do you see that?
你看到吗
and that's very very important
这很重要
now let me teach you something about faith and presumption
让我教导你啊信心和presumption 和鲁莽和什么都不同。
Well, let me put it this way.
我这么说好。
Faith is believing what God has promised.
信心是相信神所应许的。
It is not believing what he hasn't promised.
不是相信神没有应许的话。这是信心。
For me to say, let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
Do I believe that God still heals people today?
我相不相信神今天仍然在医治病人呢？
Yes, I do.
当然我信。
But when I see a person who is sick,
但是当我看到一个人生病了
do I tell that person God is going to heal you?
我会不会告诉那个人神一定会医治你的？会不会？
No, I don't.
我不会。
God may heal.
神可能医治。
I have seen God heal people.
我亲眼见到神医治很多病人。
Through the prayers of His people.
借着他的百姓的祈祷医治病人。
But nowhere does it say in the Bible that God is going to heal Larry Pan.
从来没有应许神一定会医治 Larry Pan.
So I can't make those kind of declarations.
所以我不能够做这样的宣告。
If my son says, Dad, when you go to the Middle East, will God protect you so that you're not killed?
如果我儿子说你到中东去的时候神一定会保守你好叫你不被杀掉
I can't say to my son
我不能对我儿子说
I'll be back in 2 weeks
我一定会两个礼拜之内
Don't worry
不要担心放心好
No weapon formed against me will stand
没有任何武器能够站立得住
Well, that's what that Bible verse says.
没错，这是那段圣经说的以赛亚。
But it's not a specific promise to me.
但不是给我个人的特别的应许。
That I'm going to go to the Middle East and come back and nothing's going to hurt me.
我到中东去，然后可以安全回来，不会受伤，没有这样的应许。
Because there are a lot of people who believe God more than I do.
因为很多人比我信心更大。
And someone shot them with a gun.
但是有些人，别人却把他们杀掉。
Someone stabbed them with a knife.
或者用刀把他们刺一刀。
Someone locked them in a prison.
或者把他们关起来。
Well, what promises do I have?
那我有什么应许呢？
Nothing can separate me from the love of God.
没有任何东西能够使我与基督的爱隔绝。
That God is sovereign over everything.
神是主宰万有的，主宰的神。
And His will be done.
他的旨意必然成全。
And He will use even my death if necessary.
他甚至如果能够可能的话用我的死亡来荣耀他
So you see
看到吗
Also, we need to be very careful about building our joy on something God has not promised.
而且我们需要很谨慎的，不要把我们的喜乐建立在一些神没有应许的事上。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
A woman's husband has left her.
一个女人，她的丈夫离弃她。
And so she's very distraught.
所以她非常的难过。
And she goes through weeks of depression.
所以她好多个礼拜都非常的忧郁。
She's a Christian.
她是基督徒没错。
She's struggling with this.
但她在挣扎。
She's praying to God.
她在向神祈祷。
And one day, she comes to church.
她来教会。
She's just so happy.
哇，她满脸微笑，好高兴。
And the pastor asked her.
那牧师就问她了。
Why are you happy?
为什么你那么喜乐？
So, well, a friend of mine who goes to a charismatic church came over to me with a word from God, spoken tongues, and prophesied that my husband would come back in 2 weeks. And so I'm so happy. Now, do you see what's going on?
你看到发生什么事吗？
She's trusting in something that somebody said.
她所信靠的是一个人所说的话。
Not necessarily in the word of God.
这个话不见得是神的话。
Now, let's say that though she came into the church,
让我们比那些来到教会的人。
And she's happy.
看到她很高兴。
And the pastor says, Sister, why are you happy?
牧师说，哎，姊妹，为什么你那么喜乐？
And she says, well, pastor,
她说，牧师啊。
I was reading God's word.
因为我在读神的话。
And I was reading about his faithfulness.
我读到神的信实。
I was reading about how he loves me.
他如何爱我。
I was reading about that even if I pass through this trial and my husband leaves me.
我读到这段经文，尽管我经过水火这些患难，我丈夫离开我。
God will never leave me.
神永远不离弃我。
And God will take care of me.
神会眷顾我。
And God will help me with my children.
神会帮助我的儿女。
Now that
好，这个
is joy based on true faith.
这是建立在真正信心上的真喜乐。
Based upon the word of God.
因为是建立在神的话语上。
Do you see the difference?
你看到这个不同吗？
Faith ultimately.
最终信心。
Ultimately, it's not.You believing in what God will do.
最终不是相信，你相信神会做什么。
Ultimately.
最终。
It's ultimately believing.
最终是信。
In who God says He is.
神说他是什么样一位神。
His character.
他的位格，他是什么样的性格的神。
His attributes.
他的本性特质。
Very, very important.
非常重要。
Now, I want us to go to another purpose of the Bible.
我们要看看另外一点啊，圣经的目的。
The Bible validates our belief.
圣经使我们所信的得到证明。
We've already looked at this some.
我们已经稍微看了一些。
We're going to look at it some more.
我们再多看一些。
I've written down here.
这里我写的。
How does God speak to His people today?
神如今怎么向他的百姓说话呢？
How do we know that what we have seen, heard, and felt is true?
我们怎么知道我们所看见、所听见、所感觉到的是真的呢？
What is the authority by which we can test our beliefs and actions?
我们用什么权柄、什么尺度来衡量我们的经历呢？
Well, it's the word of God.
是神的道。
Now I want to be very careful here.
这里我要很谨慎。
I believe that God can lead us.
我相信的确神可以引导我们啊。
Most of the time we don't even know we're being led when he does it.
大多数情况神引导的时候我们还不知不觉啊。
But I do believe that God can put burdens on people's hearts.
但我的确相信神可以给我们一个负担在心里面。
And through that burden, he can lead them.
借着这个负担，他可以引导我们，带领我们。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
Nowhere in the Bible does it say that Paul Washer is supposed to be a preacher.
圣经中没有说保罗华许会成为一个传道人，没有。
So do I not preach because there's no verse in the Bible that says I shouldn't be that I should be a preacher.
因为圣经里头没有说保罗华行应该成为传道人，那我就不讲道了吗？是不是？
Let's say that a friend of mine and a friend of Brother Larry.
让我比喻我们的一个共同的一个朋友啊。
He was an American who lived here.
他是一个住在美国的美国人啊。
But he and his wife felt this strong impression to go all the way to China.
他跟他太太有一个很强烈的印象，一个感动，要去中国。
The Bible doesn't say anywhere that they're supposed to go to China.
圣经没有说他们要去中国传道，没有。
So God can burden us.
所以神可以给我们一个负担。
And call us.
可以呼召我们。
I believe that.
我信。
I mean, I'm a preacher not just because logically it makes sense.
我今天成为传道人不是因为合乎逻辑，很合理，合情合理不。
God has called me.
那是因为神呼召了我。
But you see, you need more than just I feel that.
但你所需要的不仅仅是我感觉而已。
You need more than just a personal conviction.
你不仅是个人的一个坚信而已。
You need more than a dream.
你需要的不仅仅是一个意象、一梦、一个梦而已。
I mean, you may have had that dream because you just ate too many egg rolls the night before.
可能你吃太多春卷了，所以你才会做梦。
So what I feel.
所以我的感觉。
It needs to agree with the word of God.
需要跟神的话语符合。
Let me put this for you young people on a practical level.
让我向你们年轻人说的更确切一点，切实一点。
And I'm going to say this to the girls because usually it happens to the girls.
我会跟女孩说，因为通常是在女孩身上发生的事。
A Christian girl,
一个基督徒的女孩
meets this really handsome guy,
碰到这个白马王子
who's not a Christian,
他还不是基督徒。
And she says, I feel like God wants me.To date him and marry him.
这个女孩就说，我感觉到神要我跟他做朋友，谈恋爱。
How come they never feel that way with an ugly guy who's an unbeliever?
为什么他们从来没有碰到一个很丑的男孩说我有这个感觉呢？
Well, I don't care what that girl feels.
我不管那个女孩怎么感觉。
It's not true.
她的感觉都不对。
Because the Bible says, "Do not be unequally yoked with an unbeliever."
因为经上记着说，信的和不信的原不相配，不可同负一轭。
So it doesn't matter what you feel.
所以不管你怎么感觉。
What does the Bible say?
圣经怎么说的？
It's a direct command.
这是一个直接的命令。
Now, if she told me, "But this boy is God's will for my life."
如果那女孩跟我说，这个男孩是神的旨意啊，对我生命的旨意啊。
I would not tell her, "No, he's not."
我不会跟她说，不，绝对不是。
But I would tell her this.
那我会告诉她。
He is not right now.
至少现在他不是神的旨意，为你预备的。
He's not.
绝对不是，现在不是。
Well, what will make him God's will?
那什么时候会他会变成那个呢？
He becomes a Christian.
当他变成基督徒了，信。
Now we have to be careful here.
那你要谨慎哦。
There are a lot of guys who become Christians.
很多男孩都会变成基督徒。
Start going to church.
开始来教会了。
Just because the Christian girl is beautiful.
因为那个教会很多漂亮女孩。
And then after they get married.
然后结了婚之后。
He doesn't come to church anymore.
不来教会。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
The father who permitted that was wrong.
允许他们继续教我们那个爸爸错了。
And if the pastor didn't say anything about it, he was wrong.
如果牧师保持沉默，他也错了。
If one day an unbelieving guy comes to my house,
如果有一天一个不信主的男人到我家来
，and says that he wants to marry my daughter,
说他要跟我女儿结婚
，I will shoot him.
我会碰你。
No, fathers, this is what you do.
做爸爸的，你要应该这么做。
You shoot them.
你枪毙他们。
And you hang them in a tree outside your front door.
你把他们挂在你的前院的树上。
And then the news will spread.
然后这个消息就会传开。
And no one will ever come to your house again.
没人会到你家来求婚。
Now, please, I'm just kidding.
我在讲笑话啊，请不要照着做。
No, but let's say that he comes to my house and he says, you know, I love your daughter.
他来到我家，他跟我说，我爱你的女儿。
I'm going to say, well, you need to become a Christian.
我会告诉他，哎，你需要先信主，成为基督徒。
If he says, fine.
他说没问题。
Where do I sign?
我哪里签名？绝志。
Let's say that he seems to become a Christian.
啊，我们比喻啊，他好像信了主了。
He says, "I'm a Christian now."
现在我信主了。
I said, "Great."
我说太好了。
Now you need 3 years of discipleship from her dad.
你现在需要从你的准岳父得到3年的门徒训练。
Before you can even talk to her.
你才能够跟这个女孩讲话。
Why 3 years?
为什么3年呢
？Well, Jesus spent 3 years with his disciples.
你看，耶稣跟他门徒待了3年吗？
I'm not going to do so. I'm not going to allow some guy to come into my house.
我不会允许一些陌生的男孩到我家来。
It's because he thinks he got converted.
因为他以为他得救了。
He has to be a spiritual leader.
他必须成为一个属灵的领袖。
Who can show the love of Christ.
他能够把基督的爱表达出来。
And the wisdom of Christ.
基督的智慧向我的女儿表现出基督的爱跟基督的智慧才行。
I'll come back some other time and teach all about this to you.
我以后会来会回来教导你们年轻人。
It'll really save you from a lot of problems.
会拯救你啊，脱离很多的痛苦。
Okay, well, let's get to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们再看看提摩太后书第三章。
And remember, I was kidding about shooting the guy, okay?
记得啊，我讲那个要枪毙那个男生啊，是什么？
I want to make that really clear.
我要讲清楚啊，要不然。
Because I know what's going to happen.
因为我知道会发生什么事啊。
The police are going to ask some father, why did you shoot that guy?
警察会问一些爸爸，你为什么把他枪毙了？
Because Paul Washer told me it was biblical.
保罗·华许说的都不圣经的。
No, don't do that.
千万不要。
Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
Now, all scripture, verse 16, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching.
圣经都是神所默示与教训读者的学业。
It's profitable.
是有益的。
It's always profitable.
都是总是有益的。
Because there's no error in it.
因为圣经是无误的，没有错误。
It's profitable for teaching.
与教训有益
，for reproof
督责就是
，for correction
就是使人归正
，for training in righteousness
而且教导人学义都是有益。
What it's saying is the Bible is your standard。
换句话说，圣经是你的标准
，by which you judge everything else。
你借着圣经可以评估审判任何事物。
Let me, maybe this will help you a little bit.
也许这会有对你有些帮助。
With how you ought to read the Bible.
你怎么样读圣经？
How you ought to preach.
你怎么样讲道？
How you ought to raise your children.
你怎么样子训练儿女，教导养育儿女？
We read a passage of scripture.
我们读一段经文。
And we ask ourselves, what is it teaching?
我们就问我们自己啊，这段经文在教我们什么呢？
What are the central truths here?
这里的主要的真理是什么呢？
How do they apply to my life?
跟我生活有什么样应用呢？有什么关系？
Then we ask ourselves the question, how does this reprove me?
然后我们就问自己，哎，这段经文怎么样子督责我？督责？
Where does it show me that I'm wrong?
这里告诉我我错在哪里？
This word here,
这段经文，
it kind of communicates this idea.
给我这个意思啊。
The Bible is like a lawyer.
圣经就像一个律师。
A prosecuting attorney.
就像一个正在控告控诉的律师。
And it's found out where you are wrong.
他找到你的问题所在。
And it's using all the evidence to show and prove to you that you are wrong.
就许多的证据收集起来要证明你错在哪儿错。
So where does this show me that I'm wrong?
所以这本圣经告诉我错在哪儿呢？纠责我，纠责我。
Then,
然后呢
？It says not only does it reprove us, but it corrects us.
哦，不仅仅督责我，而且使人归正。
The word kind of denotes this.
哦，这个意思呢是这个字是。
Let's say that you knock over a vase.
哦，譬如你把一个花瓶给弄倒。
To correct it is to put it back the way it ought to be.
你使它归正，你就是把它再放回原位。
A bone is broken.
或者一个骨头断掉了。
It's growing out of place.
就脱臼了。
The doctor has to put it back the way it ought to be.
医生呢就把它放回原位。
A soldier falls down while all the soldiers are marching.
所有的有一个大兵呢倒在地上，其他大军就继续前进。
He has to be put back up on his feet.
所以这个倒了的军人就需要再站立起来。
He has to be shown how to walk correctly.
必须要教导他如何正确的行军。
So the Bible shows us we're wrong.
圣经教导我们不错在何处。
And then it shows us how to correct it.
又教导我们如何归正。
For example, let's say that one of my boys get mad at his brother.
譬如说我的一个儿子对他的兄弟生气了。
His brother has used some of his toys.
他的哥哥用了他的玩具了，譬如。
And he's angry about it.
这个弟弟就生气了。
And he responds by saying some mean things to his brother.
他就说一些很难听的话，骂他哥哥或骂弟弟。
Well, first of all, if he lives in my house,
首先如果他住在我家里，
I should have been teaching him all the days of his life.
我就应当一生一世都教训他，教导他。
So I've got a foundation.
所以我就有一个基础啊。
Now I go to him.
现在我到他面前来。
And I say,
我说。
With the scriptures,
我就借着圣经对他说。
You were impatient.
哎，你刚刚没耐心。
You were angry.
哎，你发脾气了。
You spoke hard words to your brother.
你向你的哥哥说很不好听的话。
And I use the scripture.
我就用圣经给他看。
And then I say,
然后我说，哎。
This is how you should have responded.
你应该这样回应才是对的。
See, it's not enough to show him where he's wrong.
不仅仅告诉他他错在哪。
Then you take the scriptures and show him what he should have done.
你还要拿圣经让他看到他应该本来应该怎么做才对。
You should have been patient.
你应该有耐心。
You should have been long suffering.
你应该大有耐心。
You should not have spoke harshly.
你不应该说这些刻薄的话。
But you should have spoken to him with reason.
你应该跟他讲道理。
And then there's training.
然后要继续的使人归正，要训练他。
We're going to go through this a few times.
我们要再训练几次。
I'm going to talk to you about this.
我要跟你讲，多讲一
点。Continue pointing it out.
我继续要指出你的错误。
It's training.
这是。训练督责。
If I teach someone how to shoot a bow and arrow,
譬如我教导一个人怎么样子用弓箭。
I'm going to teach them.
我要教导他。
With my words.
用我的言语教导。
I'm going to give them some good books.
我要给他一些好书看。
On how to shoot.
怎么样子射箭。
They're not going to be able to shoot.
但他们还是不能射。
Even though I've taught them.
尽管我教导他了。
I've got to put a bow in their hands.
我必须在他手中放把弓。
And then I.When they pull the bow back,
当他们把弓往后拉的时候
and their arm is like this,
他们的手像这样子
and their elbows like this,
他们的这个肘是这样
I tell them, you've got to lift this elbow up,
我就告诉他要把这个肘给升高一点
so that it's straight with the arrow,
所以跟那个箭是平行的
you've got to change your wrist this way,
你要把你的手腕这样子转一转
quit gripping the bow so tight,
不要抓弓抓那么紧
let it be loose,
让它松松的抓
pull your elbow back,
把你的手腕往后退
so that when you let go of the arrow,
所以当你把箭放的时候
your body goes like this,
你的身体会这样子
so that it's pushing with a straight line,
所以是一条直线
because if you don't,
要不然的话
it's going to move this way,
就会偏左
or this way,
或偏右
So I'm teaching him.
所以我在教导他。
I'm correcting him.
我在纠正他。
I'm showing him how to do it right.
我在使他归正，教他怎么做对。
And then I'm making him do it over and over and over again until it becomes just memory.
然后我一次又一次的训练，直到他成为反射动作。
You see that?
看到没有
？And that's what I want you to see here.
这是我要你看见的。
The Bible's our authority.
圣经是我们的权威
It's our standard
这是我们的标准
But we can't just say that
但我们不仅是这么说而已
Yeah, the Bible is the word of God
是圣经神的话
We need to read it
我们需要读它
Learn it
学它
Ask ourselves, where is it telling me I'm wrong?
要自己问自己我错在哪儿什么地方
If I am wrong
如果我错了
What should I do to make it right?
我怎么样才能够督责纠正它
And then how can I go over this again and again until it becomes like part of me?
然后我怎么样子一次又一次的训练自己直等到它成了我生命的一部分
Do you see?
看到吗
It's our standard
这是我们的标准
It's the highest authority in our lives
这是我们生命中最高的准则
Every other revelation,
任何其他的所谓的启示
Every idea,
任何的人的意见想法
Every experience,
任何的经历
Every attitude,
任何的心态
Every action,
任何的行动
That does not conform to the word of God must be rejected.
不符合圣经的任何行动等等等等，都必须把它弃绝掉。
Now I want to go to a passage in the book of Isaiah that's extremely helpful.
我们要看看以赛亚的一段经文是非常重要的。
Isaiah chapter 8,
verse 19. 以赛亚书第八章。
This verse isn't read much by people, but it is so powerful.
大多数人呢都不常读这段经文，但这段经文大有权柄，大有能力。
Verse 19,
十九节。
When they say to you, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people consult their God? Should they consult the dead on behalf of the living?
有人对你们说，当求问那些教鬼的和行巫术的，就是声音绵蛮言语细微的，你们便回答说，百姓不当求问自己的神吗？岂可为活人求问死人呢？
Now, let me share with you something.
好，让我跟你分享一些事。
And it may make some of you mad.
你们听了可能有些人会生气。
And I don't want to make anybody mad.
我不愿意叫你们生气啊。
But sometimes I have to.
但是我有时候没办法，必须。
We hear a statement today that all truth is God's truth.
我们今天听到一些话说，所有的真理都是从神而来的。
And in a sense, that's true.
从一个角度是没错。
But it's applied in a very wrong way.
但是往往我们应用错误。
For example, they say what the truth of the psychologist is truth.
譬如他们说，心理学家所说的真理也是真理啊。
So we need the Bible.
所以我们需要圣经，没错。
But we need to listen to the theories of psychology.
我们也需要听这些心理学的一些原则。
No.
不。
Now I love medicine.
我很喜爱药物。
I have a great appreciation for doctors and medical science.
我非常欣赏这医学跟医生。
I have a great respect for research and pharmaceuticals.
我对于这些医疗的医药研究，他们的都非常尊重。
I mean, medicine is a common grace. It's something God's done to help us.
药物、医疗、药物都是神给我们的普遍恩典，是神赐给我们的。
But there's a great difference between medical science.
但是，医学
and psychology.
和心理学有很大的差别。
Which is just a social science.
这心理学是一个社会学。
Not based on scientific investigation.
不是建立在科学研究的基础上的。
Whose theories change, major theories change every so many years.
过几年心理学的一些原则定律就改变了。
Also, I want you to think about this.
我也要你这么想。
Who are some of the greatest of...Pillars of psychology.
你知道心理学家这些鼻祖、这些创始者最有名的、最重要的人物有哪些人啊
？Freud.
弗洛伊德。弗洛伊德。
Skinner.
这个 Skinner。
Rogers.
弗洛德是吧
？All of them.
Rogers. 这些名字这些。
All of them.
这些人。
Were enemies of Christianity.
都是基督教的仇敌。
Hated the word of God.
他们恨恶神的道。
And did their theories in contrast to everything the Bible teaches? Against everything the Bible teaches.
他们的原则都是跟神的话语违背的。
Their theories with regard to what is a man.
他们的定律跟人的圣经说神对人的教导。
Totally contradict what the Bible says a man is.
完全否认了圣经的人论。
Their theories change so frequently. It's amazing.
他们这些定律，他们这些原则总是变来变去，变得不得了。
What is popular psychology one year?
今天这些流行的心理学定律
is considered a falsehood a few years later.
几年以后就认为是异端邪说，心理学的乱讲。
Here's another thing that I want you to know.
还有一件事让你知道。
Let's say that, like a lot. Let's say, well, a lot of pastors do this.
譬如很多牧师会这么做。
A lot of counselors.
很多的辅导员会这么做。
They will say, "We believe in the Bible."
他们会说，我们信圣经啊，我们信。
But we also use psychology.
那同时，我们也使用一些心理学的原则。
Freud,
弗洛伊德
Skinner,
这些
，and Rogers,
鼻祖 Rogers 这些人。 他们的教导。
Now again, if someone came to me very sick,
再次，如果有一个人病得很厉害到我面前，
I would immediately send them to a medical doctor.
我会马上把他们送到医生那儿去。
But there's a big difference between medical science and psychology.
但是心理学跟医学有天地的不同。
And I want to show you that contradiction.
我要看你，要你看看这个矛盾在哪。
So a preacher says, I counsel with the Bible.
一个传道人说我是借着这本圣经来辅导你
but also I bring in the truth of psychology.
同时我也把心理学的真理带进来
well, then I got a question.
那我对他有问题了
Freud
弗洛伊德
said that Skinner was wrong.
说另外一个心理学家是错的
and Skinner said that Freud was wrong.
弗洛伊德又说 Skinner 又说弗洛伊德是两个人彼此矛盾
and Rogers said that both of them was wrong.
另外一个心理学家说他们两个人又错
and what all three of them say
他们三个人都说
contradict the Bible.
是跟圣经违背
So if you're going to use all these sources,
所以如果你用他们的资源
how do you do that?
你怎么用呢
And the preacher says,
传道人说
I take what's true from the scriptures.
我拿圣经的真理出来
I take what's true from Rogers.
我从这个心理学家的真理拿一点来
I take what's true from Skinner.
我从这个心理学又拿些真理出来
I take what's true from the other.
我又吸取这些其他的真理
And then my question is,
我的问题是
Or my conclusion is,
我的结论是
So you are the one who determines what's true.
最终是你决定什么是真的。
You're the authority now.
你是最高的权柄。
I don't think I want to hear anything from you.
我不愿意从你那儿接受任何东西。
Now notice also here, it says, consult the mediums and the spiritists who whisper and mutter.
注意这样当求问那些教诲的和行巫术就是声音绵蛮言语细微的
They never have a clear word.
他们没有一个清楚的话
Could be this
可能这个
According to this theory it could be that
根据这个原这个定律也许是那个
Well could it be this sir
也许可能这个吧
No that's what we believed 4 years ago We don't believe that anymore
这是我们4年前所信的现在我们已经改变了
There's no sure word
没有一个肯定的确切的话
Look at what it says here
另外一件事你再看看
Should the people of God consult the dead on behalf of the living?
百姓不当求问自己神吗岂可为活人求问死人呢
Now, when we're talking about medical science,
当我们论到医学的时候
I mean, actual science,
我说的是真正的科学
test tube science,
就是有实验室啊有这些根据的
That's one thing,
这是一回事
But psychology and counseling.
但是辅导学跟心理学。
It's about who is man.
所讲论的是人的问题。
What is man?
人是什么
？What does man need?
人需要什么
？What completes a man?
人怎么样才能够完全
？Why do men do bad things?
为什么人会做错事
？Why do some men do right things?
为什么有些人做的是好的
？Do you see how what those questions are?
你看到这些问题是有关什么？
These questions are spiritual.
这些都是有关灵性的问题。
Now, why am I going to go to the spiritually dead?
为什么我要到那些灵里是死掉的人
？Even those people who hated Christianity.
甚至那些恨恶基督教的人
，who invented their systems of thought against Christianity.
他们发明一些有关有抵挡基督教的一些理论哲学的人。
Why should I go to them?
为什么我要到他们那儿去？
If there's a medical problem in the brain,
如果我这里头有个医学的问题，脑袋瓜里头
I have no problem. We should go to a doctor.
我们看医生，没问题，没问题。
But there's a difference between a medical problem.
但是一个医学的问题
and a problem that's solved with only theories
和心理学的这些理论不一样。
Now that's also with regard to many other things.
关于其他很多事情也都是如此。
Preachers want to go out and start a church.
一个传道人要去建立一个教会。
So should I go to an advertising agency to figure out how to do that?
难道我要去一个广告的一个代理去学习怎么样建立教会吗？
That's what preachers are doing today.
今天的传道人都在那么做。
Are they going out into the community?
他们难道要去这个社区里面？
With a questionnaire.
带着一些问题。
And they're asking the people, what kind of church do you want?
然后问老百姓，你希望能够建立什么样的教会呢？
Well, that's not the question.
这不应该是这样的问题。
The question is, what kind of church does God want?
问题应该是，哎，神要的是什么样的教会？
And he has revealed that in his word.
他已经借着他道启示了他要什么样的教会。
I heard of one denomination
我听到一个宗派啊
that went to meet with the experts of Walt Disney World.
要跟迪士尼乐园的人呢、啊、见面
to figure out how to organize things.
来商量怎么样子来计划来组织教会
You see?
你看到没
But.Paul said to Timothy,
保罗对提摩太说
the word of God was sufficient, adequate.
神的话足够了，有神的道就够了。
For everything of faith and practice.
一切关乎生命和前进的事。
Now, let me share with you something else.
让我再跟你讲一些事。
Do you believe that the Bible is the word of God?
你信不信圣经是神的话？
That's not enough.
不够。
That's only half the battle.
你不过打了一半的仗，还没打完。
As a matter of fact, if you don't believe this next doctrine,
其实啊，如果你不信下一半的话，下一个教义的话
，then your belief in the infallibility of Scripture really doesn't matter.
那么你相信圣经无误根本没用。
Do you believe in the sufficiency of Scripture?
第二个问题是你信不信圣经是充足的
？That it provides everything we need.
一切需要的都在经上记载。
To grow in Christ.
你要在基督里成长。
To heal our lives spiritually.
要医治我们灵里头任何的问题毛病。
Now let me go back again, because I want to make sure you understand.
我再讲一次，我要肯定你明白这一点。
If my little daughter is sick,
如果我的小女儿病了
，I'm going to pray for her.
我会为她祷告。
I'm also going to take her to a doctor.
我要把她带到医生那儿去。
That's a grace of God.
因为这是神的恩典嘛，医生。
It's a beautiful thing God's given us.
是神给我们的美好的医疗，医生。
But when it comes to spiritual matters,
但是关乎属灵的事、敬虔的事
，I am not going to consult the spiritually dead.
我不会去问那些灵里死掉的人。
Another thing,
另外一件事
，I've studied philosophy.
我研究了一些哲学。
The great Greek philosophers.
那些希腊的伟大的哲学家
All the things they have to say
他们所说的一切
I know what they say
我知道他们说啥
I don't really care
我也不在乎他们说啥
They help me in only one way
他们只教导我
They help me
一件事
They help me understand how confused men are apart from God's revelation in the scriptures
他们教导我人如果没有神的启示神的话语是何等的混乱脑袋瓜
Why do men think like they think?
为什么人会这样想呢？
One old man that I know of described philosophy this way.
一个老年人啊，他形容这些哲学、这些思想这么说。
The philosopher without God,
没有神的哲学家
is like a blind man.
就像一个瞎子
in a pitch dark closet.
在一个漆黑的橱子里头。
Trying to find a black cat.
要找一只黑猫。
That's not there.
不存在的黑猫。
And I know in my culture, our Western culture has a rich history of Aristotelian knowledge and all kinds of things like that.
我知道在我的文化的西方文化里有很多的丰富的哲学的背景，像亚里士多德啊，什么等等等等哲学。
I respect the brilliance of Aristotelian logic.
我非常尊重他们的聪明智慧啊，这些亚里士多德啊，亚什么。
It did not lead Aristotle to faith in the living God.
但他的哲学没有把他带到这位活神的信心里。
I've had some of you know our own Western philosophers.
知道我们有我们西方的哲学家。
They say, well, you know, God was illuminating them.
我他们说哦，他们现在光照他们啊。
I disagree.
我不同意。
But even if he was,
就算他们被神光照
，it doesn't matter.
也无济于事。
You're not saved by illumination.
你不是靠着神的启示、神的光照得救的。
You're not saved by receiving revelation.
你不是靠从神那儿得到启示、得到默示而得救。
You're saved because that revelation leads you to faith in the living God.
你是因着那个启示把你带到这位活神面前、永生神面前而得救。
Abraham was justified not by revelation.
亚伯拉罕不是因着他所得的启示称义的。
Abraham was not justified by faith in the revelation.
亚伯拉罕不是因为他所得到的启示而被称义的。
Abraham was justified by faith in the living God.
亚伯拉罕呢是相信那位永生神而被称义。
Plato was not.
柏拉图也不是。
Aristotle was not.
亚里士多德也不是。
Don't be angry with me.
你别生我气啊。
But Confucius was not.
孔夫子也不是。
Did he believe in the living God? Did he trust in his promises?
关键是他相不相信这位永生神，他信不信他的话语。
Did not.
他没有。
You say, well, all these philosophers taught us a morality.
你说这些哲学家，孔子、老子、孟子教我们哲学。
We've already talked about that, haven't we?
我们已经讲了，对不对？
Morality can't save you.
道德规范、伦理道德不能救我们。
Morality only condemns you.
道德规范只能够定我们的罪。
Because you can't obey the morality you have.
因为你不能够遵循你所明白的律法原则。
I want you to see
this. 我叫你明白这一点，我要你。
It's only Christ.
唯独基督。
It's faith in Christ.
信靠基督。
Listen to what the Bible says.
你要听听圣经怎么说的。
About all my culture.
关乎所有的文化。
Go to Ephesians.
我们到以弗所书看看。
Chapter 4,
第四章。
And I want you to say, it's saying it about your culture.
这也是中国文化，也是。
And don't think I'm judging you.
不要认为我在论断你。
I'm saying the same thing about my own culture.
我也在说我自己的文化，西方文化也是这样。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
四章十七节。
So this I say, and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their minds.
所以我说且在主里确实地说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
Being darkened in their understanding, excluded from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them because of the hardness of their heart.
他们心里昏昧，与神所赐的生命隔绝了，都因自己无知，心里刚硬。
And they, having become calloused, have given themselves over to sensuality for the practice of every kind of impurity with greediness.
良心既然丧尽，就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
If you believe this is only part of the Gentiles,
如果你相信啊，这不过指的是一部分的外邦人。
That there were other Gentiles that did other things,
还有其他一些外邦人做的是其他一些事。
You're wrong.
你就错了。
This is all the Gentiles.
这里指的是所有的外邦人。
Romans 1 says the same thing.
罗马书第一章也是不约而同说同样的话。
Look at Paul in Romans 1.
在罗马书第一章。
This is amazing.
是叫人惊讶。
He attacks everybody.
保罗啊，攻击所有的人。
He goes to the Gentile.
他到外邦人面前。
Some think he goes to the Gentiles and their philosophers. Some people believe he's talking about the Gentiles and their philosophers.
有些人认为啊，保罗讲的是这些外邦人的这些哲学家。
That's all the Gentiles.
他说的乃是所有的外邦人。
My version of Gentiles.
这是我所认识的 Gentiles. 这是西方外邦人。
And your version of Gentiles.
中国这些外邦人，不管是你的，我们所有的外邦人。
It says basically they teach things.
基本上他说他们教导的。
They obey nothing.
他们教导很好，但是他们不能遵行。
And the Jews are going, that's right.
犹太人说阿们。
And then Paul says, woe is you.
然后保罗说，你们犹太人也有祸了。
Because you do the same thing.
因为你们一样。
They, the Gentiles, lived in ignorance.
是外邦人活在无知当中。
And they couldn't even obey their own ignorance.
他们不能够遵行自己的无知的教导。
But you Jews had the law of God.
你们犹太人有神的律法。
And you disobeyed that.
你照样也不遵行。
Therefore, the conclusion.
因此结论就是。
The whole world is condemned without Christ.
全世界没有基督都被定罪了。
And if you look at Ephesians.
你看看以弗所书。
4, he talks about.
四章讲到。
In 17, 18, and 19, he talks about all the Gentiles.
十七、十八、十九节讲到所有的外邦人。
He talks about their ignorance.
讲到他们的无知。
And then he contrasts the Gentiles and their teaching.
然后他对比 外邦人和他们的教导。
Verse 20.
跟二十节啊。
But you did not learn Christ this way.
你们学了基督却不是这样吗？比较一下。
This is very important.
这非常重要。
There is a spirit today.
今天有一种灵啊，有一种。
Or attitude.
有一种心态。
That is so dangerous.
非常危险的，流行的心态。
And it's this idea, and I'm telling you, it's going to take over evangelicalism.
我告诉你，这种心态会把整个福音派、把福音信仰都弥漫。
It's already doing.
已经开始。
That you can go to heaven without the God of Abraham.
你可以不借着亚伯拉罕的神得救进天国。
That you can go to heaven without Jesus.
你可以不借着基督进天国。
Humanism,
这是人本主义。
Pragmatism,
这是实际主义。
And what does this result in?
这个会带来什么后果呢？
Missionaries going to India,
那些到印度去传道的人。
And adopting all the rituals of the Hindus,
他们就入境随俗，入乡随俗，就用这些印度的。
To say there's not really that much difference between the Hindus and the Christians.
就接受印度文化，然后说，哎，跟基督教文化没什么差别啊。
So why don't you come on over?
你不如过来吧。
Right now, in many parts of the Muslim world.
现在在许多的回教的国家。
Christian missionaries.
基督徒的传道士。
Saying that Muslims.
说，穆斯林。
They are our cousins.
他们是我们的表兄弟。
And that you can be a Muslim Christian.
你可以成为一个回教基督徒。
Even some of the famous preachers that have preached in this country for many years.
甚至在这个国家传道传了很多年的有名的传道人。
Have now denied the exclusivity of Christ.
都否认了基督的唯独性、排他性。
Because of the spirit of humanism.
因着这人本主义的这个灵啊，这个心态在蔓延。
Brothers, be careful.
弟兄姊妹，谨慎。
Extremely dangerous.
是非常危险。
By teaching these things, you're not showing a love of culture.
你教导这些事情，你不是在教导你爱所有的世上文化。
And you're not showing love for men.
你也不是在爱世人。
You are lowering Christ.
你在降低基督。
And you are giving men a false hope.
你给世人一个错误的盼望。
Now you young people.
你们这些年轻人。
You're the ones I'm really talking to.
我在跟你们讲话。
Because if the generation that's above you.
因为在你上面一代。
Is now beginning to say these things.
就开始说这些话。
How much more will you.
那你呢？
Be influenced to say these things.
你更会被他们影响说这些话。
Do you know one of the reasons why Christians were killed in the first century?
你知道为什么第一世纪的基督徒有些被杀呢？
This is going to be hard for you to believe.
你很难相信。
Christians were persecuted in the first century.
第一世纪基督徒被杀殉道。
For the crime of atheism.
是因着他们被控告是无神论者。
Did you know that?
你知道吗？
For the crime of atheism.
因着无神论被杀害。
Because they said this.
因为他们说，基督徒说，
All the other gods and all the other teachers are false.
所有其他的神明和其他的师父，宗教的师父都是假的。
All of them.
他们都错。
Now you may say.
你可能说今天。
Yeah, but they didn't understand.
他们不明白啦。
Now hold on.
等等。
They lived in the generation of the apostles.
他们活在使徒的时代啊。
We live 2,000 years later.
我们活在两千年后。
I think maybe it's us that doesn't understand.
我想是我们不明白他。
Do you know that there are people who hate me?
你知道有人今天恨我。
And you can probably, maybe you're thinking right now, yeah, I see why.
你现在可能明白了为什么要恨你。
Now let me share something with you.
让我跟你分享一些事。
In order to be loved.
你要被人爱的话。
In order to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show.
你要在那个最受欢迎的电视节目里的。
In order for Hollywood to love me,
你要好莱坞爱我的话，
Do you know what I have to do?
你知道我要做什么事吗？
I only have to change a three-letter word for a one-letter word.
我只要把三个字母的词变成了一个 一个字母的词。
I only have to say this.
我只要这么说。
Jesus is a savior.
耶稣是一位救主。
I just have to stop saying he is the savior.
我只要不说他是那一位。那一位救主。
Do you know what?
你知道为什么？
I can even say this.
我可以甚至这么说。
He is the greatest of all the other saviors.
他是所有的救主们当中最大的、最伟大的一位。我可以甚至这么说。
And the world will be happy with me.
这世界也会对我很满意。
The world will kill me.
但是世界会把我杀掉。
And hate me.
恨死我！
When I say this,
当我说
，Jesus is the only Savior.
基督是独一无二的救主。
The way, the truth, and the life.
道路，他就是真理，他就是生命。
Nobody comes to the Father except through Him.
若不借着他，没有人到父那儿去。
That's what gets Christians in trouble.
这就是基督徒
碰到麻烦。
你看到没有
？Do you realize that if Paul had gone into Rome and said Jesus is a savior？
你知道，如果保罗到罗马去说耶稣是一位救主其中之一
，They would have liked it。
他们就喜欢保罗，就会喜欢他。
If he would have said, you know, there's your philosophers, they were good guys。
他们如果保罗说你们的这些哲学家他们都是好人啊。
They have a lot of truth.
他们讲了很多真理啊。
But Jesus has got a little more.
那耶稣比他们更多一些，更多亮光。
No.
不。
He walked into that city.
保罗进到罗马城。
And he burned in his spirit.
他灵里头火热。
Because of all the false gods.
因为这些都是假神。
And he said there's one.
他说只有一位独一的。
He has sent his son to earth.
他把他的儿子差遣到世上。
There is savior and no one else.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Him alone.
唯独他。
Let's finish this part up really quick.
我们快快的把这一段讲完。
I want us to go now just for a second to 1 Corinthians 14.
我们再看一看
1 Corinthians 14.
哥林多前书第十四章。Corinthians.
Now, I want to say this. In the church of Corinth, there were doctrinal and moral problems.
我要告诉大家啊，在哥林多教会当时有一些道德的跟教义上错误。
And the Christians were giving more attention to their experiences and their feelings than they were the Word of God.
这些基督徒当时呢，对他们的经历呀、的更加专心，不专心神的话，不注意神的话，只注意他们的经历。
To solve this problem,
要解决这些问题。
What did Paul command?
保罗怎么吩咐他们呢？
Look in verse 36.
看看三十六节。
He says this.
他说
，Was it from you that the word of God first went forth, or has it come to you only?
神的道岂是从你们出来吗？岂是单临到你们吗？
Do you know what he's saying?
你知道他说什么吗？
Do you think you're the authority?
你认为你是权柄吗？
Have you now decided who God is?
是不是你决定神应该是什么样的呢？
Have you decided how he acts?
是不是你决定神应该怎么行动呢？
Then he goes on.
他继续说。
Verse 37.
37节。
If anyone thinks he is a prophet or spiritual, let him recognize that the things which I write to you are the Lord's commandment.
若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我们所写给你们的是主的命令。
Okay, someone thinks they're a prophet.
如果有人自以为是先知
，or someone thinks they're very spiritual，
或者有人自以为很属灵
，all right， how can we see if they are a prophet？
我们怎么知道他是先知呢
？Then they will speak only according to what is written。
那么他们会照着圣经所写下的话而传讲。
Now let me say something here。
让我告诉你。
Let me just quote a verse。
让我引用一段经文。
Colossians 1:1.
格罗西书一章一节。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus.
保罗，神的使徒，耶稣基督的使徒。
By the will of God.
借着神的旨意。
And Timothy, our brother.
和提摩太，我们的弟兄。
You say, well, why is that important?
你说这有什么重要
？Paul loved Timothy.
保罗爱提摩太。
He respected Timothy.
他尊重提摩太。
He said he had no one else like him.
他说没有人跟他一样。
I mean, he was well respected among the churches.
提摩太在教会当中是很受尊重的。
Paul called him my beloved child in the faith.
保罗称提摩太是我在主里面，我在信心当中所爱的儿子。
A faithful servant of Christ.
是基督的忠心的执事。
He was.
的确，他是。
But he wasn't an apostle.
但是提摩太不是使徒。
Paul didn't say, me and Timothy, or Timothy and I are writing this letter.
保罗没有说，我跟提摩太，我们一同写这封书信，没有。
Paul was the apostle.
保罗才是使徒。
Those promises in John 14 and 16 applied to Paul.
那些在约翰福音十四 ,14 and 15, 十四
John 14 and 16.
约翰福音十四十五章这些应许。都是跟保罗有关，使徒有关的。
They didn't apply in their full force to Timothy.
这个对提摩太来说是不合适的，这些应许。
Christ chose apostles.
基督拣选了使徒。
And they are the foundation of the church.
使徒是教会的根基。
You said, I thought Jesus was the foundation.
哎，你说我以为耶稣基督才是房角石，才是根基啊。
Well.Jesus is the cornerstone.
是耶稣基督是房角石。
Of the foundation.
他是根基的房角石。
And Ephesians tells us that the foundation is built upon the apostles and prophets.
以弗所书二章二十节告诉我们，这个教会是建立在使徒和先知的根基上。
As they are connected into the cornerstone.
但是这些根基是二使徒，是与使徒先知是与这个房角石息息相关。
The point I want to make to you is this.
我要强调的是
Timothy was a wonderful guy.
提摩太是一个很好的人。
But he wasn't an apostle.
但他不是使徒。
So if some preacher comes to you,
所以如果有一个传道人来，
he may be the most famous preacher in America.
他也许是美国最有名的传道人。
Or he may be the most famous preacher in China.
他可能是中国最著名的传道人。
And you may respect him so much.
你也许非常尊重他。
He's not an apostle.
但是他不是使徒。
What he says on his own is not the word of God.
他凭自己所说的话不是神的话。
It must be compared to the scriptures.
他的话必须符合圣经。
Now look at it. Look what else here.
再看看还说什么。
Verse 28. 38. 38节。But if anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized.
若有不知道的，就由他不知道吧。
Paul says,
保罗说，
"You don't recognize the ultimate authority of the Word of God."
如果你不承认神的话语的终极的权威性，
Paul says basically, "You don't recognize my word as an apostle."
基本上保罗说，如果你不相信我说的话是使徒所说的有权威性的话，
"We don't recognize you."
我们就不承认你。
And the church should not recognize you.
教会也不承认你。
Any doctrine.
任何的教义教导
that lessens the exclusivity of Jesus Christ
使耶稣基督的独一性排他性被贬低的
it's not of the Lord
都不出于主
all things that you think
任何你认为的
young people all the things you feel
年轻人任何你感觉到的事
all the things you hear
任何你听见的事物
including from me and Brother Pan,
包括出于保罗华或者陈哥的
you must do like the Bereans,
你必须效法比利亚人
you must examine the scriptures,
你必须考察圣经
to see if these things are true,
要晓得这些话是与不是
Let's pray.
你祷告
Father, I pray that you would use this in the lives of many
哦父，求你使用这些话，帮助许多的人。